This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, the 18th of July is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Jennifer, we're trying to find the right plug for, yes, modern technology being the wondrous thing that it is. So yesterday I wasn't here. I played hooky. What happened? What did you do? How did you do it? What did I miss? And how much do we have to catch up on? What do you say? What do you have to say for yourself, Victoria?
I think we probably missed out on more fun than you missed out with us. You were with Miles, right?
I was with Miles. Well, probably not at this time yesterday, but close to it. Yesterday, I just decided it was time for a little extra snooze, and so that's what happened. And then Miles, we had let's see, miniature train day. We had school day. We've had swim day. We've had all kinds of things, and I get a couple of pictures that we'll post on Facebook. Miles is growing so fast, and he's a chatterbox, man.
Where does he get that from?
His mother doesn't understand where that comes from. And one of those things. So yesterday, you and Richie and Jennifer and Kara went through the events of the day, the realities of the day. What was the most significant takeaway, just so that I bring myself up to speed, because I paid little attention to anything other than the shooting the police officer in Minnesota, which I heard out of the corner of my ear. Other than that, I didn't really... I usually, in these circumstances now, it used to be that whether I was on or I wasn't, I was always on. You know, you're always paying attention, what's what and who's who. And now I'm becoming doggone it. I'm not addicted, but I have that damn iPhone. And what I'm using it for now more than anything else is the Waze portion of it, so that I can get around faster.
Right. Isn't that amazing how Waze is always right?
Well, it seems yesterday when I was driving from where I was staying to the doctor's appointment I had at 8:30, I went through more back areas. When Jennifer gets here, I went up some streets, little streets that reminded me of being along a hedgerow in England. Just narrow streets, cars on both sides, and yet they're... And it still took me an hour and a half to get where I wanted to go or needed to go. And that's why we had our conference call scheduled for 9 o'clock, which I understand went well without me. As a matter of fact, I was told I probably should stay away from the conference calls.
Well, we did get lots of
that. Works. All right. So in terms of what was going on yesterday, what did you think was the most significant take on the day in terms of events or things that you talked about that made relevant sense to people who are passionate about what's going on in the world, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a political world. That's one of the things that we stare away from for the most part. But what's impacted you the most the last couple of days? You, Victoria.
Yesterday as we often do here, we have our own sort of spin on the news of the day. So we covered things like, you know, the flash flood in Arizona, which was horrible and tragic, and the wildfires that Jennifer drove through.
I used to have 2,000 acres of land in an area of Arizona, and I owned it, I think, for about 10 years. And there was always this thing in my mind about Arizona being a desert. And then when I walked through at certain times of the year after there's been a deluge of rain and see the washouts. So it's not a, it's, I don't know what the definition of a desert might be. A desert would seem to me to be a place where there's no water at all. Like Southern California, all of it, pretty much all the Southwest is a desert. And has been for probably 500 million years anyway. So, but there is an occasion, like we've had in California. Last time I was here 6 weeks ago, things were green, magnificent, beautiful. Now it looks like, once again, it's Death Valley everywhere. There isn't a green spot of anything anywhere. I've been here for, 3 days, and I've been driving all over the place in L.A. County, and I haven't seen anything green at all.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you think about when you get to Arizona. But then there are these times during the year that the skies open up and it causes 4, 5, sometimes 6 foot holes or sinkholes sometimes. And then there are just sort of God-made rivers that come, and then somebody will come along with a road grader and they'll straighten it all out and be great until the next big storm. So that's the it is one of the things. Although I think it's kind of late in the year for that kind of a storm here. I'm surprised. But then the weather in New England this summer has been very iffy and very difficult, because those of us who are farmers and trying to do things that require being outside in the weather that is productive have not been able to produce much, because it has been rain on top of rain on top of rain. So there's something going on. Must be climate change. Ooh. All right, so it's 13 after the... I feel a little foolish today. I'm okay. See what happens after I just have one day to sleep in, a couple of extra hours? 13 past the hour, you're listening to the Doug, Jen, and Victoria Experience.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
All right, we got 16 after the hour. It's Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, and the pieces of the pie that make the most sense for today. We're just talking about the weather in Arizona. Those of you who are following and know that starting the 1st of June every year, it's hurricane season, lookout season. But we don't usually have anything to worry about until you get to, September, sometimes late August. There's the occasional tropical storm like today. People are watching Tropical Storm Dawn. That is headed into the Eastern Caribbean as we speak. So those of you listening down in Puerto Rico would probably be affected by this. Probably people in Florida be affected by this, I'm going to guess. The Tropical storm warning in effect now for Grenada. Do you say Grenada or Granada? You say Grenada.
Potato, patata.
I'll say
I don't know.
Granada, Granada. Lovely island. And let's see here. Barbados, St. Lucia, Bonaire. Never been to Bonaire. The maximum sustained wind, 50 miles an hour. Moving west at 18 miles an hour. You ever notice when you see the storms, you hear them moving 18 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, but they seem to get to where they're going a lot faster than we would if we were driving a car at 15 or 18 or 20 miles an hour. Different, like the thunderstorms that come across a region and they're gone within a few hours oftentimes, and yet they're only moving at the as far as the somebody ought to Google this. The what's the maximum rate that a normal weather pattern would move from west to east? I'm sure you probably studied that. You're an expert on that, Victoria, right?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you the difference between aeronautical miles per hour and nautical miles per hour, and like us in a car is very different. So that answers the first part of your question.
Are they different in what way, though? Why are they different? What's the difference if you're going 5 miles an hour in a car or 5 miles an hour in the air?
Well, aeronautical 5 miles per hour is a lot faster than on the road.
But why?
It's like the jet stream thing. It's probably velocity is different. I mean, I wasn't a physics major, but
you don't really
what I would
remember.
Guess.
You don't really know. You're giving us a line of Schwarber.
No, it's an educated guess, semi-educated guess.
All right. Okay. It's all right. Yeah, mate, a little bit. There's less resistance in the air than there is on the ground, maybe. Does that make sense?
I think that's velocity.
Is it?
I believe it
sure
is.
It's not Deuteronomy?
It's the Dewey Decimal System.
That's what it is. Yes, applied to the roads. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so would you want to take a cruise of the Caribbean at this time of year? Yeah, just look out. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get to spend an extra day on a boat or extra day. I actually remember those of you who cruise a lot, have you ever, this is a rhetorical question, but maybe not so much a rhetorical question, have you ever really been in a storm and been through what, those cruise liners usually stay pretty close to the shore. They don't go out into areas of the ocean unless you're crossing the North Atlantic like the QE2 does or some of the other ships.
I bet that's rough.
As they change, it could be, depending on the time of year that you're at. There are a lot of these cruise ships that do once a year over to Europe and to that area and Mediterranean, and then they come back again, depending on what the country of origin. But most of these ships that are in the Caribbean just do the Caribbean. They don't do much of anything else. They go around the islands.
Yeah.
And so they're not really exposed a lot to, like, the Poseidon Adventure kind of weather.
What's the movie with George Clooney that was in Massachusetts? With all the huge, the perfect storm.
Oh, that was a perfect storm. Yeah. There were fishermen in that. Yeah.
I would not want to be in those waters.
No, I think that's really that kind of stuff. I was in a really bad storm in 1988. I was the sort of American cruise director. I was a radio host down in Palm Beach, and there was an exclusive trip on a ship called the Mermoz. It was a classical music trip, and people paid $15,000 to $20,000 a week to be on this cruise with all the best classical musicians in the world. And so I was invited to go as the host. They advertised it on the radio station that I was on. They advertised it in New York on a television station there, and in Los Angeles and the L.A. Times. That was it. That was the only three places. And they had, I think, 40 or 50 Americans, and they wanted one American host to go, so I went. And we were in a storm, and I've never been as sick in my life.
Oh.
Absolutely. Like, I had too much lobster to eat the night before.
Oh.
Anyway, not a good combination. Come join us. Let's go through a big storm in the Caribbean. Eat a lot before you get into that situation. 21 minutes after the hour, I think, Kara, is it not? I haven't checked all of my bona fides here, but I think that's where we are.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here we go, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw are collaborating, headed back to the stage for their Soul to Soul tour. This time they're collaborating with the denim retailer Lucky Brand to create a limited edition tour collection of merchandise that showcases their career milestones. Is this something? This sounds like a new way to make money. Is this something that's been done before, or is this brand new, no matter who we're talking about for an artist? This is better. This is bigger than T-shirts and stuff, right?
It's certainly a lot more to offer when you're at the merchandise stand at the concert. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this something that would go retail? Like, would you be able to find this in Macy's or Target or someplace like that? Is that the idea eventually?
I think for right now, it's available on their website and when you see them at the venues. But if it's successful, which anything these two seem to do seems to be successful, it may end up being a collection that you would see in Macy's or, you know,
would
Target.
Would you, any of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, would you buy a denim jacket that was customized with Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's lyrics and whatever other things?
I'm not saying for like embellished denim, but I would buy maybe I'd be drawn to seeing some cute items if you know, at a concert venue, or maybe knowing that they were it might bring it back into my focus for sure.
The T-shirts look really cute. They've done them sort of vintage style. They look great.
Yeah, jackets, tote bags, jeans, and apparently Faith Hill likes the Respect Your Mama embroidered denim shirt. $40 for one of these. Well, T-shirts are $40. Good God, this stuff's pricey. $149
Well, Lucky is expensive, actually, and then you add the branding.
Right.
Really? I never
Lucky
heard of
jeans
Lucky
jeans are
before.
How much are Lucky jeans? $100
Pretty good. They're $100 yeah.
The only time you'd be lucky getting these jeans, if somebody bought a pair for you, you'd have to buy them yourself.
Actually, this past weekend, my dad was telling me about this, like, really high-end kind of restaurant, steakhouse kind of place in Montecito, which is below Santa Barbara as you're going into L.A., and Oprah lives in Montecito, to put how expensive it is.
Yeah.
And apparently, they have, Lucky, actually, the people that own that brand of jeans have a huge high-end restaurant in Montecito, which
really?
I think is kind of interesting.
So you're going to take me there for my birthday?
Let's do it. Hey, I try it. I'm getting
I know. That's the craziest thing. As close as you and I get every time I come here,
heck?
You're going to be over there, and I'm going to be over here.
Like ships passing in the night.
Yes. So Faith says, Lucky is a great design team that we've worked very closely with to bring this vision. So these two are that popular that people will spend that kind of dough to get their look or feel or something that identifies them as a fan, right? In essence.
Oh, I think this is going to be a very popular collection for them. I mean, these two are, they're unstoppable on this tour.
Right. Soul-to-soul tour. First country partnership of this kind for Lucky Brands. Well, is this a country brand? Is that people who are country fans would buy this stuff anyway?
Not necessarily. Lucky is, I mean, definitely it can be looked at as Western wear, but it's not, I don't think, like something that you'd only find at Boot Barn. I mean, Lucky's very well, I mean, it's pretty high-end in department stores.
All right, as long as we're in the country pew, let's move ourselves to Garth Brooks, who says he's going to pony up for a Hawaiian honeymoon for a Texas couple who got engaged at his concert in Oklahoma City. Young Drew Bargsley proposed to Chelsea Townsend while Brooks was playing his hit Unanswered Prayers last weekend. He got wind of the commotion and asked the couple about their honeymoon plans. Told him he and his wife Tricia will pay for their honeymoon if they decide to go to Hawaii. Isn't that kind of cute?
Love it.
Right. Very, what a
He's
nice
a good
boy.
Guy.
He is, yeah, right. And then he told the audience, nobody else can get engaged tonight. 28 past the hour of the DJV show.
To the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer.
Molecules. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Temperature is a reflection of the speed at which molecules are moving. In general, the faster the molecules move, the more heat there is. Although faster molecules can be found in colder temperatures and vice versa. But the interesting thing is this. An individual molecule doesn't know what temperature it is, because temperature is a relation of the average speed of a collection of molecules. What do molecules have to do with emotions? Just that emotions often have a lot to do with the speed of our thoughts. One individual once had passing thought does not have enough strength to make an emotion. But the subsequent thoughts it initiates and how quickly they grow says a ton about the emotions we experience. So be mindful of the individual molecules that are your thoughts and the overall speed you permit them to operate, because one thought can certainly lead to another. For more on emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 8.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than sulfone metal. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
DJB experience. 17th of July is upon us. We are certainly over the hump in terms of July. Woof, and over the hump in terms of summertime. Why don't you get to the point where you've had the halfway mark in baseball, which is the All-Star game. I don't know where my psychosis is, but there's a psychosis about summer and the good weather and then flowing downhill after that. Let's not have that thought. Let's keep the summertime. So actually, this is the warmest week of the year pretty much across the country. Looking at some of the bellwethers, Jennifer is in Los Angeles here where I am. I'm in the CRN studio, actually. She and her dad run the CRN digital facility in Los Angeles, and I'm in their studios. Jennifer is also here, but not here. Another part of town, as it were. And Victoria is over on the other side of the world in New York City. Kara's down in Washington. So the weather here is hot but stable. A lot of rain across the other parts of the Southwest. So what's it like, Kara, in Washington? What do we have to deal with weather-wise in Washington and in that area?
It rained a bit yesterday in the afternoon, but it's been beautiful all weekend. I went to a baseball game on Saturday, and it was the perfect weather for baseball. It was sunny. It was great once the sun went down. But, yeah, it was warm, and it wasn't too humid. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So what was the score of the game? Who played whom?
It was not great. I went for the Orioles, and I think they lost 10-2 to the Cubs. Ooh. So, yeah, it was not great.
Oh, against the Cubs?
Yeah. Yeah. But even the Cubs aren't doing... I mean, they won last year, but it was so funny because even though we were in Baltimore, half of the stadium was blue. So I don't know if there's just a ton of Chicago fans in Baltimore or if everyone is a Chicago fan because they won the World Series last
that
year.
That happens.
But, yeah, there were a ton of Chicago fans.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on there weather-wise? UNORC?
It's pretty much the same as D.C. It's right now it's like mid-70s. It'll go up to mid-80s. It's just been really beautiful here for
supposed
the last couple of days.
Nice now through the, I think there's a little bit of scatter. I'm thinking about what I looked at the forecast for the farm and going back home on the plane this afternoon. It looks like it's going to be quite warm. It's going to be pretty summery across the country, never mind just on the East Coast, West Coast, all around. It'll be what you'd expect it should be. So that's good. No a big drama there. Speaking of drama, drama on American Airlines. Usually I like to, just because I think it's fun to fly and it's fun to see how people become real, they really show who they are oftentimes. And
when
sadly it's not
a cabin. Yeah.
A pretty picture. So now the, I think Jennifer, you had this on the drama on American Airlines. What did we, who experienced what?
Well, you know, I actually thankfully was not on this flight, but there was a breakout of, shall we say, gas and not the, the kind that you put in your car. Apparently the headline on the New York Post is that American Airlines insists farty passenger, that's right, farty passenger wasn't the cause of an emergency. They faced a big stink aboard one of their flights. The airline said that Monday the claims of a gassy passenger are a bunch of hot air. It was a Sunday afternoon flight this past weekend. Charlotte, North Carolina landed at Raleigh-Durham International Airport where officials initially said a passenger had, quote, passed gas. This is according to local news reports in North Carolina. The station reported Sunday that the passengers were removed after experiencing nausea and headaches. From a noxious fume. But airline and airport officials blew off the reports of severe flatulence, telling the Post that the plane was not evacuated during a medical call after a mechanical issue aboard. So, you can believe what you want here. Officials said they did have an aircraft from Charlotte to Raleigh-Durham this afternoon that landed and arrived at the airport that's currently out of service for an actual mechanical issue and odor in the cabin. But they wanted to make sure that people knew that this was, against popular opinion, not due to past gas, as mentioned.
That would be a lot of gas from a person.
Can you imagine? Yeah, exactly. That's kind of oof.
Well, you know, you have maybe an ethnic meal, maybe some Mexican food, some beans. Who knows?
I've noticed you never get beans on an airplane, no matter where
you shouldn't.
You're sitting.
This is why. You get the noxious fumes, and then they have to make an emergency landing.
All right, so yesterday there was
this is great. Hold on.
Yesterday,
somebody apparently, wait, before we move on, somebody apparently said to the airline, I don't know if you can make an announcement, but if you could you say that whoever is farting in the area of rows 10 to 12 should definitely see a doctor because they might have butt cancer.
That's gross.
That's awesome.
Sweet guys, listen to this. The two of you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen on the DJB Experience. It's 21. The two of you sound too silly. All right, so what did you, yesterday when you were talking about Abercrombie and Fitch, there was some kind of a smell
of
at
stinks.
A mall. Yeah. Right, exactly. And it wasn't their signature scent. What the heck happened? Is this just one mall or have they changed the scent? Because
every store.
If you go into stores in malls, or sometimes not in malls, there's a distinct flavor, a distinct odor, a distinct scent, something.
like a distinct flavor. Yes.
Yeah. So what was going on in the Abercrombie & Fitch store, and is this unlike what might go on in other stores?
It is unlike anything else, except maybe like Hollister or some of those other kind of preppy stores that high schoolers go in. For some reason, the scent is so strong that you go in and you can barely breathe. I'm not sure why they do that. It just reminds me kind of Axe, which I don't know if you've ever smelled, Doug, but it is like what high school boys wear, and it's really, really terrible.
What is it? It's a
like
cologne?
It's like Axe body spray. It's what Lewis used to wear before I made him over.
Really? Is it? I don't know that I know it at all. I don't.
Good. You're not missing anything.
Really? Nor are the people around me.
There's nothing. Let's just put it this way. There's nothing subtle about Axe body spray. Right. It's really whammo.
Sounds like just the thing for me then.
Right.
Axe body spray. All I can think of is the character played by Damian Lewis in the Billions. You ever seen that show on Showtime? His name is Axelrod, last name, and he plays the company he runs is Axe Capital. Paul Giamatti in here, and they're very good. It's a great show if you haven't seen it. Yesterday, I was distressed and distracted by something that I'd like to hear your thoughts on. At this point in time, it seems to me we need to go beyond the traditional look. There are policemen who get themselves into trouble, and there are people who say, you don't understand how tough the job is. Of all of the incidents that I think I can recall over the past 4 or 5 years, this one in Minneapolis has me baffled. And there's not been an explanation. It must be because they can't come up with an explanation of, A, why the police didn't have their videos on as they are required to do. And is there any question at all about this woman who was a yoga instructor and supposedly someone who is pretty spiritual, taught spiritual guidance, that kind of stuff? She hears some noise and calls the police, goes out in her bathrobe to talk to the police and gets shot and killed. What's the rest of the brew here? I've heard nothing really, although I must admit, last 24 hours I'm not being that clued in. Any of it make any sense. The explanation for the police makes no sense, and kind of the other side of it doesn't make any sense, but a woman going outside in her bathrobe and talking to the police doesn't sound like anything that would require someone to pull out a gun and shoot her. So what do you think we're missing here?
It seems like a lot is missing. The two police officers were wearing body cameras, but yet none of this incident was captured by the cameras. All they know is she called the police. They responded, and she was shot in the abdomen and died. It's literally, that seems to be all we know. And obviously her family is desperate for answers. Her fiance is distraught. The whole thing is just, it's such a mystery.
Well, and so we get to those people who think the police make no mistakes and that they can't, you know, can do no harm. And then there are those who overdo it by suggesting that all police are out of control or aren't, or whatever it is. Someplace at some point, and maybe we'll never find it again. Maybe that's maybe we just don't talk about these things. I wouldn't normally spend a lot of time on something like this on our program because I don't know that there's a solution to it, but it's something that people are talking about. I was listening to KFI, which I think is probably the best talk show, the best talk station in the country, Jennifer, other than the one you're on, of course, when you're
on. Of course, sure.
But the people there tend to pull things apart. That station, obviously, is a little more issue-oriented than the sorts of things that we do here in the main, but I'm sure that on the stations, a couple of hundred of these stations that we're on, or maybe even more, I guess, that carry this program, carry a lot of serious issue-oriented and sort of right-of-center programs for the rest of the day. So, and Jennifer, maybe even your approach to this, doing the morning program on KRLA here in Los Angeles after you do this program with us, what's the approach that you take to this? Most of the people that are listening to that station are going to be in favor or give the police a break, but how do you do that in this circumstance?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we haven't talked too much about it, but from what I've heard, there's definitely a lot of missing pieces to this story. And I think, I mean, I'm always the type that says, let's let these things come out. You never know. You know, I do like to give the police the benefit of the doubt at the beginning because you don't know what they were facing. But it clearly seems to me, I have a really hard time believing that police like to go out and just do target practice on people and nail and pick them off one at a time. But I do think in a case like this, this seems like maybe this will end up, if you're speculating, being an instance of lack of training or maybe an officer who is spooked or for whatever reason goes in not the right state of mind into that environment and makes a really, really bad, catastrophic decision that leaves someone dead. You know, again, it's hard to guess what happened, but obviously you have to think. It seems like she did everything right. She called the police, and then when she walked outside, she was gone. what, you know, did who got spooked? What the heck was the difference? I mean, I, like I said, I really have a hard time believing that people, that police officers go hunting on the general population, you know?
The second part of it, that is the training that we continue to come back to. He was a young kid, what is he, 22, 23 years old?
Right.
And, of course, as soon as you heard his name, and then people, this is a guy, he's a Muslim. I don't know if he is or he isn't. He's got a Muslim-sounding name. And so that becomes the distraction. What the hell difference does it make what his name is? But yet there still is, I heard that sort of coming, that tone coming out of conversations on a couple of radio programs yesterday. And so it just is...
I just don't understand how she called she called 911 to report a possible sexual assault in an alleyway near her home. So she's in her bathrobe, she hears something weird, she goes out to talk to the officers, and this guy who already has three open complaints against him,
Young police officer.
And then he ends up shooting her. So I don't know. I mean, he must have been really
fight with her.
He must have been really, quote unquote, spooked. I don't know. It's weird.
What kind of complaints have been charged with?
It says he has three complaints total. Two are still open, involving a conduct review, and I guess one of them, he was recently named as a defendant in a lawsuit in which a woman claimed that officers, he being one of them, forced their way into her house, grabbed her, and involuntarily took her to a hospital under, I guess they claimed that she was having a mental health crisis and she wasn't. So I guess he was involved in that, and that's still ongoing.
Isn't Minneapolis the same place there were, was it last year or the year before, the police officer just shoots a guy driving the car? What's his name?
Orlando Castile.
Right. Yeah, that was, we were talking about that. And the city had to pay his family $3 million.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just recently we were talking about that? Mm-hmm. So what the heck's going on in Minneapolis? Minneapolis isn't the kind of place where you'd think this sort of would be a hotbed of this kind of stuff. At least my opinion of Minneapolis. The only thing I know about Minneapolis other than this is it's too damn cold to be there most of the time. So what goes? What gives here? Huh. It's, it is sometimes a struggle, and nobody, I can't imagine wanting, there are a lot of people who want to be police officers and do a good job at it, but I can't imagine, you know, the kinds of pressures. But if there's somebody who doesn't measure up, that person shouldn't be on the street. Sit them behind a desk or something, easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but this seems like something that's pretty cut and dried and not good. It didn't look good for the Minneapolis police yet again. So then you wonder about the leadership there. You wonder about the political realities, the mayor, who's running things, how are they doing? I mean, there are all kinds of questions going to come to the surface now because of this, and they are appropriate under the circumstances, I think. 11 minutes for the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with 1-800-686-1063. one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Let's see how distracted I can get Victoria here. 53 past the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through some of the technology news. I saw this thing yesterday, and I got a kick out of it. I'm sure you probably talked about the email from this woman that went to her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you take away from this? She wanted a day, a few days off to focus on her mental health.
Yeah.
And the boss said, the lady's name is Madeline, "I just want to personally thank you for sending emails like this. Every time you do, I use it as a reminder of the importance of using sick days for mental health. I can't believe this is not standard practice for all organizations. You're an example to all of us." I think you'd just stop right there, wouldn't you? If somebody, the boss said, "I want a mental health day." Yes, you're an example of someone who needs a mental health day.
Right? Well, that's not what he meant, but...
No. But that's
right,
kind of
but
the way
it was a nice, yeah, I mean, this is, it's gotten a lot of traction online because it was, you know, a really nice response from a boss. Uh-huh. And it's a brave thing that she did mention, you know, bringing in her own mental health mm-hmm. into the conversation. So, yeah, it's been great.
All right. So, but the good thing about working in radio is that you can just sort of let it all hang out and you don't need mental day off. Yesterday was not mental day off. I was mental partially through the day, I tell you that. All right. So... here's focus on Netflix. Yesterday I heard somebody talking about the profits at Netflix because the number of people that are going over there so fast and so many of them.
Yeah.
So is this related to that, the numbers, or is this related
to... It is. Yep. Their investor report came out yesterday, and... once the figures go public, we can talk more about that, but it's looked like it was pretty good, and Netflix was expected to show that U.S. subscribers have hit 3.2 million, which nearly doubles last year's numbers of 1.7, and they're expected to pass 100 million subscribers globally now. So as more and more people are fed up with cable and the bills and the fees and the taxes and everything else on it, this is, you know, people are cutting the cord and Netflix is benefiting from it. Plus, if you look at the Emmy nominations from last week, most of the categories are now being led by Netflix original programming.
Yep. Yeah,
I mean, they spend $100 million. They spend $100 million to produce House of Cards, and that's a massive investment on a major, you know, feature film budget.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a movie,
but it's paying off.
Yeah, that's good. Good. It's good. Interesting things to see how things are changing. All right. So here's a. This is how many people put yourself in the position of this mother who talks every time the son comes home. I can imagine this, but tell the story about this guy who comes to his mom's house. Mom, I'm home. Well, let's see if we can fix this.
Right. This is a very funny story that's gone viral online. BJ Steed is a guy who's a millennial who says his mother, Jimmy, is one of the smartest people he knows, but every time he visits his parents' house, he spends 75% of his time playing IT guy. Mm-hmm. I can relate to this. I'm sure Megan and Brendan can relate to this. Oh, I think Kara can relate to this. This is what millennial kids
do. With me as the
focus,
folks, let's make no mistake. If they're training me.
Yes, and I'm training my mother and my father on his iPhone, and that's what we do. So he said, I end up either fixing a laptop, a Wi-Fi router, or figuring out why the Bluetooth speaker won't connect. So he said it came as no surprise that things went terribly awry when his mom decided to order a pizza through her phone. She downloaded the Domino's app and then went through all the steps to order the pie, except she skipped two of the major steps, the sauce and the cheese, and ended up what was delivered was just a plain crust with some pepperoni sprinkled on it. He took a picture of it and he posted it online. Of course, it went viral almost immediately with 40,000 likes. And he said in the caption, my mom used the Domino's app for the first time and forgot to get sauce and cheese. The funny thing about this, Domino's hasn't responded. However, DiGiorno, which is the frozen pizza from the grocery store company, they tweeted and said, delete that app and direct message us. And they later sent the Steed family 10 coupons for free DiGiorno pizzas.
PR.
Yeah.
Right? That's good for them. Smart. So, yesterday you were talking about Winnie the Pooh getting the boot from Chinese social media. I noticed something in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about the Chinese now cracking down on a lot of the sorts of companies, American companies that are coming in to monitor what people are doing on social media. They don't want these outside companies to come in. Now, this is not the same kind of story. Why did Winnie the Pooh get the boot?
Well, Winnie the Pooh has been booted from all Chinese social media because apparently he looks a little too much like the president, Xi Jinping. And so according to several reports over the weekend, people were mentioning Winnie the Pooh.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.